This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Actually super calm right now, and I'm super exhausted. It's just the magnitude of everything going on is so crazy. It makes my head spin. Josh in Florida, thanks for holding. Then Jim and Bruce, you're on the air ahead of Nick Begich coming up. What do you think's going on?
Thank you for this emergency war council on InfoWars. We now have the left arm of the media and sports entertainment, and the right arm of the scientific military industrial complex. They have now formed a pincer attack on the West by order of the U.S. and the World Health Organization for the Chinese world government model. Our flanks are now under siege, which has not been seen since 9/11. China has implemented a scorch and burn tactic to rout all the internal and external threats against them. And this is world government bringing the West to our knees. On December 17th, I called in and spoke about the apex of division being reached. And you correctly said, after I brought up that point, that there's going to be a foreign power. We've reached the penultimate event at the apex. So after the apex, this was the swing, and you called it, and we called it together, and I really appreciate you taking phone calls, because this is how we work.
Now, remember the discussion. What did we talk about brainstorming together?
We talked about, I called in and said they have reached the apex of division in this country. They've reached the highest point.
I remember your call. You said the race war didn't work. Now they're going to do something bigger.
Yep, and they reached the apex. So once you reach the apex, you can only there's only one way down from the summit before you get another apex. And this was their move. And you correctly said that be careful of a foreign entity. I was saying it was going to be the left, and I thought this was going to stay internal. You correctly said be careful of a foreign power. And now under the directive of the UN. World government, how does every arm win? How does the left hand and the right hand, the military-industrial complex and the Hollywood media, how do they all win? Instead of making bombs, they get to make masks. Instead of Russiagate, they get to pull this up.
And now every leftist has their shutdown and their event to then hype up the virus, exactly.
And this is...
And Tom Cruise, get him ready with, oh, Trump will never be elected. You know, he'll be elected when space aliens land. And he's just all exactly.
So they get to hit every agenda gets to be... Everybody gets to have their... Every globalist agenda is able to be hit through this virus. Instead of assassinating Trump, they could just say it was coronavirus. Once one celebrity or politician dies in this country, people are going to go crazy. That's all it's going to take.
God bless you. You're a genius, Josh. Next segment, I take Jim and Bruce's calls. Then our Nick Begich takes over. But let's play this clip of the virus guy that wanted to overshadow the president 2 nights ago, Tom Hanks. Here he is.
But there's an American presidential potential candidate, not even nominee yet. He wants to make America great. Is that what Donald Trump's going to do?
Well, here's the problem. America's already great, so I don't know what he is talking about.
You don't think if he becomes the president, he'll make it great, because the states is already great.
I think that man will be president of the United States right about the time that spaceships come down filled with dinosaurs and red capes.
On that note, Tom.
Take it from me.
How about that? Thank you.
But, oh, now it didn't go the way Tom Hanks said. Imagine Tom Hanks when he meets God. God's going to say, hey, son, Christ. Get in my presence. Two more calls straight ahead. The Dr. Nick Begich is ready. Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Jones. Appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what. It's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's what we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time-released, and there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect, and so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, maybe I'm wrong, but I always follow my gut, my intuition. I don't feel weak right now. I feel like I've almost completed my mission. I feel so exhausted. The Holy Spirit just is patting me on the head saying, you did a good job, son. I think something really big and bad is about to happen. And I think I may be taken out. At least off air very soon. And I don't say that to be dramatic. I want to tell you all I love you and I appreciate you. But there's a lot of big stuff going down. Maybe that's going to change. But Trump is set any minute to declare a national emergency. It was already declared 3 weeks ago. As soon as that's ready to go live, as soon as the president walks up to the podium. In fact, let's just, while I take calls, put Trump up on screen. Just put the feet up on screen. As soon as he comes out, we'll go to the president. Jim in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I got the answer you guys are looking for, and I know it's probably kind of be hard for you to understand.
Brother, that's why we're taking the calls. Let me tell you, nothing's better than the callers. Go ahead.
Your government hates you. They don't like any of us. They hate all of us. They hate you. They hate the fact that you exist. They hate the fact that you're here. They could do it better. You lost your rights a long, long time ago.
Yeah, it's been the type of folks that think they could run everything better than you. I agree with you. That's the attitude of the globalists. But not everybody in government's like that. I mean, I'm not kissing government's ass. I used to always attack the government because I saw it as the enemy. It's evil people in control of it. The average person in government actually is more awake than the general public. That's not, for me, an ass-kissing ceremony. I think that's what I really found.
Your government is, it's null and void. It lost its... You lost sovereignty a long time ago, back in the 1860s.
I understand that people can say at the end of the Civil War and all that, but it's about will. It's about what's right. That's what really runs contracts.
Yeah, well, did you see what happened in Virginia when all you guys went there and you stood around with your guns and nothing happened? And you know why the governor put a fence up against the Capitol? Because he knows the rules of the game.
Actually, the governor backed down. I love it. Like, you guys all showed up. You guys all stood up. They backed down on their gun grab. What are you talking about, man?
You didn't stand up for nothing. The fact that governor announced that he was going to start killing babies. When you start killing babies, God's listening. He's watching.
Okay, wait a minute. Jim in Colorado. Listen, brother, I'm not your enemy, but when we go out and protest against abortion, or we file lawsuits against it, or we go have a pro-gun rally, and you say, we didn't do nothing, you calling in sound pretty pathetic, telling men and women that went and showed up and did something on their own time and money that we didn't do nothing. That sounds like a load of crap to me, son.
Oh, it's not a load of crap. You stood there and you
watched. I'm done listening to you, man. You get up and you fix it then, son. That's disgusting. What the hell are you talking about? Hell, I was sleepy and tired. Now I'm awake. That was the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. He's not pissed at the governor, the abortionist. He's not pissed at the whole globalist operation. We that went out there and protested, we didn't do nothing. People that do something are the problem? I've never heard such a demonic voice gibbering in my ear. Go back to Satan. Get behind me, devil. Bruce in Ohio, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. First-time caller, long-time listener since about 2010. I love your products. I've been using them for 4 or 5 years. They're all great. My question is, in the past couple of years, I think you've had some experts on predicting a global economic crisis. At least one in the United States, if not the entire world.
Well, I predicted they use a bioweapon as the cover for total takeover. But, you know.
Do you think this virus could have been designed to distract people's consciousness from the economic crash? And
oh, absolutely.
The
it's the global reset cover. I don't think I know, and I predicted it. This is synthetic. It, the whole thing's a fraud and a hoax. Doesn't mean it doesn't kill people, but the whole stampeding, limbing over the edge of the cliff event. This is it. This is the new world order striking back. And I think we get that point out, and the fact that it's man-made, they've got to back off. We don't, we're screwed. Trump comes out and says, looks like man-made Wuhan, and he brings up the files with the man-made. He checkmates them all. But Anthony Fauci and all them, I'm not even saying they're the villains. I'm not sure about them. I don't want to make claims people make without all the proof. But let's just say this. He's getting bad advice, and Trump's got to fire all barrels at this situation. He points out his man-made, game over for them.
Two more quick points, Alex. Most people in this country, would you agree or not, live pay-to-pay, month-to-month on their yes. on their income?
Yes.
What is this going to do to people's credit? Don't you think that if the, this continues
this morning
for several
at 5 a.m. when I got up, I wanted to come on air and talk about paycheck to paycheck. Half the public roughly is on that. What happens when they can't go to work for a couple months? It will create a social bomb. And you just said it all, brother.
Exactly. And last thing, thank you for having me on your show. Dr. Steve Pachinik and Dr. Boyle seem to have a difference of opinion on Dr. Anthony Fauci. Do you have any anything you can add to that?
No, I mean, I respect both of them. They're both done a lot of important things, and that's why we have them on. Because we believe we don't give you a talking point. We just have interesting people on to have a discussion so you can see what they have to say and you can make a decision. I get what Pachinik's doing. He knows it's a foreign weapon to bring down America. He can't help himself. He's going to tell you everything's okay. And then you've got Boyle who's saying it's a bioweapon. He can't help it. He's going to tell you what he thinks. And I think in that dialectic, you're going to get. Because you want both, you want all those perspectives. And I, because, you know, notice Google feeds you results that you want. It's like one thing. No, no, no. We want outside the boxes. We want to look at all the points. That's why there's all these articles going, well, Jones is selling fraudulent silver that cures corona. Never said that. But he then says, don't worry about corona. Why is he doing that? Because we're not doing that. Whether it's quarantines or not, you're going to get this virus. And it is man-made. And it looks like HIV, and it comes back again and again. So let's have a discussion while the iron's hot about where it came from, who stands to gain from it, because you start having that discussion, these viruses mutate quickly. They're releasing them. They're spraying them. This is a globalist operator. They don't release a bioweapon that has legs. They release a very quick-acting one that mutates and is gone. A bunch of dickheads are running around releasing all this right now. It's totally a bio attack. America and the world's under bio attack. And so let's not be afraid of it. And let's realize you expose the providence of it. Game over. Just one button I push. You expose who did this. You expose this man-made. That's their weak spot. It's all over. Anything else, Bruce?
Last question, Alex. Do you think that the Democrats have been immunized against this virus? Why do they not feel or seem afraid of it?
Because they know it's overall a hoax and want to use it as a power takeover. All right, I'm out of time. Thank you, Bruce. All right, Dr. Nick Begich takes over. He's been one of the main trailblazers exposing all this. He'll give you his take, and I'll agree with some of it, not all of it, because we're not a cult. We're a college of ideas having real discussions, and I'm going to go take about a 30-minute nap because I'm not complaining, but I have been through the ringer lately, and there's nothing like the Odin sleep to make everything go. Just a nice little 30-minute nap, and I'm going to be okay, and I'm good, but I need sleepy time right now. I need sleepy time right now. That nice place I go to when I'm asleep. Nice 30-minute nap on my couch in my office. And I'll be back today with other stuff and back this week and everything else. But Owen Schwartz is coming up 45 minutes after Dr. Nick Begich. And, yeah, we got great products. They're demonizing everywhere. They're trying to shut down. They're making false claims in my name about stuff. None of the products we sell cure coronavirus. That's a damn lie for the media. We've read Homeland Security reports about nano-silver killing viruses at point-blank range, which sounds like a good thing. No, you got to get them right up next to it. That's not a good thing. That don't work in your lungs.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind, with Nick Begich.
And welcome back, and it's Friday the 13th. Wow, what a day, what a week. Last week I was talking about this virus and sort of what's happening and a different sort of take on it, and a lot of positive response. And I remember last week listening to Alex and Mike Adams, and listening again going into this hour. And I want to comment a little bit because sometimes, as Alex said, we do disagree. And it's regarding the issue of fear that Mike Adams brought up. And I agree that it's an important emotion in terms of the declaration of human emergency is fear, right? I mean, we jump into that, and we also jump in to the reptilian brain, the one that does the flight or fight response, which is initial response. You know, that's the appropriate one. But in a modern world, it isn't the lion jumping out at us. It requires a calmness. And the reason it does isn't, you know, philosophical. It's actually biological, because what happens when you're in fear, your immune system gets depressed, number one. So if you stay in a state of fear for a long period of time, you'll depress your immune system. Long anxiety depresses your immune system, makes you more susceptible to illness. So laying aside the reality or non-reality or how the virus started, because, you know, we could fight that to the cows come home. Because last week I was talking about supply chain interruption and the impact of that, which is really important, because one of the callers just a few moments ago touched on the point of, what about all those people that live paycheck paycheck? And something I've commented on in past programs in recent days is the fact that 58% of Americans only have $1,000 in savings, or less than $1,000 in savings, which isn't enough to last very long, you know, as things go. So, you know, talking about that reality and the fact that so many live so close to the edge, and so many are already over the edge, and something Mike said that I totally agree with, is what happens after? Are we going to have a bigger homelessness issue because of all of the problems? Probably so. You know, look at, you know, what's happening. If you're watching the video clips right now, you know, it's the storming of the grocery store, you know, this kind of thing. This program talked about this long ago. You know, InfoWars has provided accurate information, not in a state of panic, but in a state of awareness. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, pay attention. That's what we need to do right now. And that's initial shock response, fear. You got to be real. You know, that's real. And then we got to look at things a little differently. We got to calm ourselves and approach things a little bit differently. And remember our humanity, quite frankly. And I think it's appropriate to say that, you know, today is a lot of happy talk, you know, in terms of what's going on in the mainstream. And yet the reality of it is settling in every quarter. This weekend it will settle in more, because here's what Mike said a couple weeks ago, and it's accurate, is the projection on this. You know, we ran our numbers too and go, wow. The short term isn't too scary, but the long term is pretty devastating. And it doesn't have to be that long. Something else pointed out, this can go a quarter or two and then flip back around. What I was looking at the end of last year wasn't a virus. I was looking at just the economic fundamentals, which were bad. They were really, really bad. And I said this last week. You know, I even speculated on that horror show that I saw coming. And this virus gives international bankers a lot of cover as they throw another $1.5 trillion into liquidity to fuel an already on fire market. But today you see the big rise in the market happening at the moment. this is not long-term going to be around, you know. It's up 900 points right now as we go into the last hour of the day, half hour of the day. And it'll end on a high note, and then the news will roll in through the weekend, and the counts will come up, and Monday will hit, and everyone will go, oh, my gosh, what do we do? And here's some things I want to talk about in terms of what's been hit really hard. Oil has been hit hard for a lot of reasons. Outside of this, beyond the dampening of demand, the supply side was increased dramatically by OPEC failing to reach agreement a few days ago. And they're scheduled for a meeting on the 18th, an interim meeting where Russia and OPEC and everybody meets again. Maybe they'll settle this on the 18th. Keep an eye out. That'll be a lot of happy talk around that. There'll be a need to have a lot of happy talk because I think this thing still has a lot, long way to go. As we begin to factor in what I call the emotional X factor. And everyone thinks they understand emotion and thinks they understand how it works. And we all can rationalize all that and intellectualize all that. See, the part of the brain that's doing all that work, intellectualize all that, is the opposite side of the brain where the action is when the emotion starts to crank up. So you can't assess one from the point of view of the other and be very accurate about it. On either side. So here's what happens in my predictions of the next steps. And they're not the predictions to ask people to remain calm and start to do some things just proactively, just because we should, and it returns some power to ourselves, you know. So do some things proactively. Think about what's going on around you calmly, and then make sure you're as prepared as you can be. And then, you know, buckle up for what happens, because we're already in motion. Forget about fighting over the cause or the situation or who took advantage. They all have a playbook on the show. One of my friends from, I think it was the Arlington Institute, but the guy I had met years and years ago did some work for the Pentagon, and he did a book called Out of the Blue. And one of the scenarios was one we're looking at right now. And the government, the Pentagon, the government has a playbook on the shelf for exactly these scenarios. Playbook is off the shelf, and now it's being engaged. So when people talk about a conspiracy, you can look at it that way. Others who did planning thought it was just planning, you know, but it's implementation time. And so no one misses the opportunities when these opportunities are so big and global. When the bad guy sees opportunity, he pounces, you know, and that's one of the things that we are totally aware of, and InfoWars has been aware of. So think about what's going on right now. Oil is way down. Transportation sector is in the toilet. Mining sector, gold and silver dropped precipitously today. Why? Because ETFs, exchange-traded funds, margin calls. What's happening right now is a whole bunch of implosions by these big funds. And the big implosions are yet to come because those are derivatives. And they may be unwinding. We just haven't seen it yet. But keep this in mind. Derivatives were controlling $200 trillion in global assets. And they're all these weird gambling events, you know, that big guys have put together where they bet one part of the economy against the other. But when they all come falling down and someone calls the bet, the game is in bad state and then falls faster. So you might get some happy talk and some big infusions of cash because the big guy has a lot to lose. And remember, when you're poor and you fall, you only have a little ways to go and you don't go splat. But when you're high and mighty, as they say, and you're standing on the Empire State Building and you fall, you go splat. And so, Americans, we're not going splat. Hang in there. Don't succumb to fear. We'll be right back after these brief messages.
Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Jones, appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what, it's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee. And it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout. Boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's what we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it. And I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time-released. And there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect. And so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Baggage.
Several decisive new actions were taken in our very vigilant effort to combat and ultimately defeat the coronavirus. We've been working very hard on this. We've made tremendous progress. When you compare what we've done to other areas of the world, it's pretty incredible. A lot of that had to do with the early designation and the closing of the borders. Then, as you know, Europe was just designated as the hotspot right now, and we closed that border a while ago. So that was lucky, or through talent, or through luck, call it whatever you want. But through a very collective action and shared sacrifice, national determination, we will overcome the threat of the virus. I also announced Wednesday night, following the advice of our medical professionals, who are doing a tremendous job, and we appreciate it very much, that we're suspending the entry of foreign nationals who have been to Europe in the last 14 days from entering the United States. Citizens, permanent residents, and our families, any of the families returning from Europe, will be subject to extra screening as well as self-isolation for a period of 14 days. As the World Health Organization confirmed today, many of the things that what we said were 100% correct, including our designation before them of Europe. Like our earlier very aggressive actions with China, this measure will save countless lives. I appreciate a number of the folks behind me. A number of the people behind me said that that saved a lot of lives, that early designation. But it is only the beginning of what we're really doing, and now we're in a different phase. We had some very old and obsolete rules that we had to live with. It worked under certain circumstances, but not under mass circumstances. They were there for a long time. They were in place for a long time, and we're breaking them down now. And they're very usable for certain instances, but not for this. To unleash the full power of the federal government in this effort today, I am officially declaring a national emergency. Two very big words. The action I am taking will open up access to up to $50 billion of, very important and a large amount of money for states and territories and localities in our shared fight against this disease. In furtherance of the order, I'm urging every state to set up emergency operation centers effective immediately. You're going to be hearing from some of the largest companies and greatest retailers and medical companies in the world. They're standing right behind me and inside of me. I'm also asking every hospital in this country to activate its emergency preparedness plan so that they can meet the needs of Americans everywhere. The hospitals are very engaged. New York and various other places are also very engaged. I just spoke with Governor Cuomo. We had a very good conversation, and we're working very strongly with many states, including New York. The emergency orders I'm issuing today will also confer broad new authority to the Secretary of Health and Human Services. The Secretary of HHS will be able to immediately waive provisions of applicable laws and regulations to give doctors, all hospitals, and healthcare providers maximum flexibility to respond to the virus and care for patients. This includes the following critical authorities: the ability to waive laws to enable telehealth, a fairly new and incredible thing that's happened in the not-so-distant past. I tell you, what they've done with telehealth is incredible. It gives remote doctors visits and hospital check-ins the power to waive certain federal license requirements so that doctors from other states can provide services in states with the greatest need. Number two, the ability to waive requirements that critical access hospitals limit the number of beds to 25 and the length of stay to 96 hours. The ability to waive the requirements of a 3-day hospital stay prior to admission to a nursing home, big thing. The authority to waive the rules to hinder hospitals' ability to bring additional physicians on board or obtain needed office space. They can do as they want. They can do what they have to do. They know what they have to do. Now they don't have any problem getting it done. The authority to waive rules that severely restrict where hospitals can care for patients within the hospital itself, ensuring that the emergency capacity can be quickly established. Will remove or eliminate every obstacle necessary to deliver our people the care that they need and that they're entitled to. No resource will be spared, nothing whatsoever. 10 days ago, I brought together the CEOs of commercial labs at the White House and directed them to immediately begin working on a solution to dramatically increase the availability of tests. Other countries have called us and worked with us, and they're doing similar things or will be doing similar things. As a result of that action, today we're announcing a new partnership with private sector to vastly increase and accelerate our capacity to test for the coronavirus. We want to make sure that those who need a test can get a test very safely, quickly, and conveniently. But we don't want people to take a test if we feel that they shouldn't be doing it. And we don't want everyone running out and taking only if you have certain symptoms. Using federal emergency authorities, the FDA approved a new test for the virus. We did this within hours after receiving the application from Roche, a process that would normally take weeks. We therefore expect up to 500,000 additional tests will be available early next week. We'll be announcing locations probably on Sunday night. I want to thank Roche, great company, for their incredible work. I'd also like to thank Thermo Fisher. The FDA's goal is to hopefully authorize the application within 24 hours. It'll go very quickly. It's going very quickly, which will bring additionally 1.4 million tests on board next week and 5 million within a month. I doubt we'll need anywhere near that. At the same time, we've been in discussions with pharmacies and retailers to make drive-through tests available in the critical locations identified by public health professionals. The goal is for individuals to be able to drive up and be swabbed without having to leave your car. I want to thank Google. Google is helping to develop a website. It's going to be very quickly done, unlike websites of the past, to determine whether a test is warranted and to facilitate testing at a nearby convenient location. We have many, many locations behind us, by the way. We cover this country and large parts of the world, by the way. We're not going to be talking about the world right now, but we cover very, very strongly our country, stores in virtually every location. Google has 1,700 engineers working on this right now. They've made tremendous progress. Our overriding goal is to stop the spread of the virus and to help all Americans who have been impacted by this. Again, we don't want everybody taking this test. It's totally unnecessary. And this will pass. This will pass.
And here we are going into the weekend. President Trump's message. Finally, we're hearing sort of where this is going under a national emergency. I want to say, remember, as this thing sort of unfolds, the emotional experience of being in it is going to be much different than thinking about it as we are right now watching the news unfold on this Friday afternoon across the country and across the world. You're listening to InfoWars, the tip of the spear. This is Dr. Nick Begich. Check us out at earthpulse.com. We're going into the break, one of the toughest weeks on Wall Street and one of the toughest weeks on Main Street, because that's where this thing is hitting us all. We'll be right back after these briefs.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression. impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Nick Begich. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And welcome back. And, you know, again, on this pretty crazy weekend coming up, you know, there's going to be a lot going on. Declaration of emergency is just taking place by President Trump. People seem to be reacting well to that. That's good. But again, I want to remind people the emotional impact is still not completely here. It'll hit us when things start really happening that you can't miss, that are visually in your face, and you'll start to see more of that. Again, you know, talking about fear, we've talked a little bit about that before. I talk about it a lot on this program, and my view of that is stay calm. Yeah, recognize fear is what wakes us up, so we pay attention. But now that we're paying attention, let's be deliberate about it. What happens to the brain in fear is you show incoherent brain patterns, not those associated with higher order thinking, or those things that are associated with the gifts of the spirit. You know, actually, your brain activity and fear and God don't mix, you know, in the same way. That's why when the angel arrives, he always announces, fear not, you know, that's the first words out of the mouth, because they want your brain in neutral where you can hear still before you jump into the flight or fight response too vigorously. So go there, because now we're awake. Now that we're awake, pay attention to everything that's happening around you and try and stay calm. and do what you can, you know, be as prepared as you can. This is a great country, the United States, only by virtue of the people that here live here and that are here, which are, in fact, I want to remind everyone, we are the government, you know, by the people, for the people, of the people. If we remember that and remember our humanity in all of this, Americans tend to rise to our best at the worst times in the world's history. We always do. This won't be any exception. I don't believe that. I think that that's just who we are, what we are. And I hope we rise to that again. I hope we demonstrate to ourselves and the world that we are that people, that that light in the world of darkness when we can be. Because I believe that is the answer, that to be that light is the answer, and that requires us to be courageous and strong at times when others are quaking in fear. We don't need to be those. Recognize these are scary times for sure. We're going to oscillate in and out of that depending on where we are and what we're individually experiencing. But we are not alone in any of it. And this is a short stop between interviews, you know, with the maker. You know, it's like, hey, we're not, we're all in this together. No one's getting out alive. That's the nature of living and humanity in general. Nothing's changed really in that regard. You know, the emergency is at our door this time. If we lived in Mumbai or Beijing or a lot of third world places in the world, you know, it kind of happened a long time ago and you've been experiencing it every day. But it's happening here and now, and so it's in our face, and I still say remain calm. There's other things going on that you want to pay attention to. You know, there's things going on in the Middle East. Things going on in the currency world that people haven't talked much about. The Brazilian currency is down almost 20%, already ratcheting down before this really got in full gear. The Russian ruble dropped 8% at one point and then bounced back a couple percent in the same day. You know, these are big moves that normally don't happen. So I would say there's big powers at play. And there's a lot of things being unhinged right now. The Australian dollar just tanked. You know, if you look at what's going on there, and they just fueled their markets with lubrication and cash. And Japan just fueled their market lubrication and cash. And everybody's running around going, oh, no, what do we hold? Do we hold dollars? Do we hold yen? Do we hold gold? Gold crashed. Silver crashed horribly this week. Silver down, you know, like a big chunk, 30%. Totally counterintuitive, right? When markets crash, metals go up. Not if they're paper metals, which is most of the markets lately. If anybody was paying attention, you know, it was exchange-traded funds, ETFs. These are being unhinged by margin calls. People have to cough up money. You know, they're choking on their debt. And here we are, folks. We are on a really rough ride at the moment. This is what's going on. That's the reality of it. And it's going to be bumpy for a while. And I agree with Mike Adams in the last hour. On the other end of this, this will escalate right back out of this because there's a lot of money parked at the sidelines. Now, let's just see how far it goes. I'm not optimistic in the short run. I think we got a couple rough quarters. And then we see how it all shakes down and what happens to derivatives and hedge funds and the big ones. Now, when they start coming into whatever's going on right now, we'll see the big effect. And maybe we haven't seen that completely yet. But don't lose heart because these things pass. Yeah, things were already, there was a giant bubble. Everybody knew it. Everybody was aware of it in the economic circles. This gives cover to those guys. Don't let them off the hook. You know what? Know what's behind the economic side of the equation. But let's talk about the future also. You know, people are working at home. People are going to school at home. People are going to college at home. And they're setting up systems to do this on the Internet, which in one sense is like, hey, maybe this changes the economies of scale on and how people function in the future. I think it'll have lasting effect. I think some companies will say, hey, it's cost effective to reduce office space and keep people at home. It saves money to do it this way. Companies that were unwilling to try it or trying it out of necessity now may find it works. And in the long run, this changes the way maybe education gets delivered. So more people can access it for less money, less cost, but it's way less costly. And the same for employment. Maybe they can push more into payroll and less into building if people working out of their homes and shuffle the deck around. This could have huge and will have huge structural changes in what comes after this. After the supply chain interruptions and people sort of reassess what globalism really looks like, because right now everyone's getting a bad taste if you're the average guy, because globalism is working against you. And now, if you haven't seen it, you certainly can feel it now as supply chains get interrupted and the sovereignty of food supplies and food sovereignty for lots of parts of the world are in jeopardy. The foundations of independence, which is about food production and the things that are necessary for a modern society and a modern culture. These are the things that we should all be reassessing right now as we move into this thing, but also knowing that we're going to come out of it. So if you're not panicked and you look around, think back to 2008 and what happened. Think back to 1987 if you were around long enough to what happened. And then what happened on the other side of these things as we come out of it? It may be, and this one may dangle for years. It could dangle because of what has happened, an interruption. And who survives? Because people are going to get hurt. People are already hurt. And that's the side of this that needs to be addressed, because ultimately most Americans and most people in the world are one edge away from, a paycheck away from being on the street. You know, I initiated here in Alaska with a friend of mine, David Cuddy, an initiative, intervention2020.com. Check it out. Intervention2020.com. And it's related to the homelessness issue, which I've covered on this broadcast. And I agree with Mike Adams, after this is over, we may see a huge surge in that. Here in Alaska, a lot of it is petty criminality, and that's what we're kind of addressing with this initiative that we started a while back. But, you know, the issue of homelessness on the West Coast, and you want to talk about this virus in the context of homelessness, and this, when these two meet, you're going to see an explosion that is very difficult to contain of people that whose immune systems are already compromised by drug addiction, alcoholism, and some of the problems that face homeless populations as it is. And so when you see all of this now in motion, it's going to be a lot more extreme what happens. So intervention.com, intervention2020.com, we set up to begin to talk about at least a local solution, because this is something that isn't going away. We're going to see more of this. We have a lot of suffering in the country already. We have more coming, unfortunately. And despite the happy talk, the emotional component of this will set in. Stay as calm as you can. Yes, accept the fear that comes along the way and let it move us to action, but not, don't let us take us anywhere. Let us take ourselves. Let us be that tip of the spear. Let us be the light at the end of the tunnel, and let the tunnel be a bright one. Because this is America, after all. We're not beaten down yet. We're humanity. We are the human race. We are created in the image and likeness of God to do something on this planet now. In this dark hour, rise into what you are as a human being. Be that person that you were created to be. Make a change in your neighborhood, your family, in your world, and do it now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.